Hi, everybody. Rabbi Yoni Mandelstam here, saying an alumni of Devar Torah, TABC alumni for Parshas Chayisara 2018, Tavshin Ayin Tet. We often connect Parshas Chayisara with Shiduchim. Certainly, Eliezer sent out a mission to find a wife for Yitzchak. And I remember in YU, when I was there, often a YU Connect Shabbaton was actually scheduled for Parshas Chayisara. And 1 year of Mordechai Willig even was asked to give a Sichas Musar, conveniently right before that Shabbaton, encouraging people to make quote-unquote connections and go on Shabbatons, then encourage connections. And it's an important topic to speak about, especially for alumni who may be in the Parsha of Shidduchim. And there is a Gemara in Maseches Moed Katan that learns something very important out from a pasuk in this week's Parsha. Today, this part of the Dvar Torah will be influenced by Rabbi Nevin Sal Shlita and his Sichot, and then we'll try to expand a little bit. So what does the Gemara say in Maseches Moed Katan, Yud Ches Amud Beis, the Amar of Yehuda Mar Shmuel, b'chol yom b'yom, every single day, bas kol yotzeis v'omeres, bas ploni l'ploni. Unbelievable. So every day, a heavenly voice says that a certain man is designated for a certain woman, and they are known as a zivug, right, as a basheret, as a shidduch. And the Gemara therefore says you shouldn't pray for a specific woman, because maybe that was not the one destined for you. You should pray maybe for clarity, stuff like that, but not for a specific one. And the Gemara specifically brings a proof to this from a pasuk in this week's parsha. Vayan lavan uvesuel vayomer mehashem yatsa hadavar. Right? Even though they're not necessarily excited 100% to send Rivka off to marry Yitzchak, ultimately they agree. They say mehashem yatsa hadavar. You can't deny the fact that this is divine. You look at the story, Eliezer couldn't have made it up. Clearly God has orchestrated Rivka to be set up with Yitzchak, and they themselves, Rishayim, were able to admit, Mehashem Yatzah HaDavar. And Rav Neventzal really goes far and says that there are certain areas of life that are out of our reach completely. Although a fundamental belief in our religion is free will, there are certain areas in life that Hashem needs to orchestrate the world b'derech klali, in a general sense, and we don't have all that much of a say. Fascinating. And again, Rav Nevesal, in addition to knowing everything under the sun, you know, Shkol Torah Kula, Chavrusa with Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach for 30 years, also was a Talmud of Rav Dessler. So he has a lot of awesome machshava in his Sfarim, in his Sichos on the Parsha. And Rav Nevesal points out that if you look at Tanakh and Shas, like we all can on our fingertips, he said that when it comes to matters of marriage, war, and Eretz Yisrael, Hashem has a plan. Right? Hashem will choose where Eretz Yisrael's, you know, whose hands it will be in. And regarding marriage, additionally, that you might want something specific, but Hashem is moving the world in a certain motion, and therefore there is a very, very strong hashkacha regarding marriage, to the degree that it's simply out of our hands. Now, obviously, he writes that you put in your effort, you do your research, you go on dates, etc. You know, he says that, you know, Avram wasn't waiting for Rivka to show up at his tent to say, okay, I'm ready to marry your son Yitzchak. Now, obviously, Avram himself put in effort, but it's important to also realize that in this day and age, people go crazy about Shidduchim, and they look up all the stats, and they blah, blah, blah. And you have to realize it's in God's hands. And if you daven and you put it in your basic hashtablis, Hashem will help. You know, that's the basic bitachon when it comes to Shidduchim. Important to try, important to really think clearly about the particular relationship, but ultimately, Hashem really guides marriage in a very, very, very strong way. I wanted to also conclude by pointing out that you don't read about Avraham and Sarah, you know, having coffee together and going to Starbucks and breaking shadchan, right? Yet the Torah starts the parsha by saying that Avram wept for his loss, right? We know Chai Sarah, in addition to Shidduchim regarding Yitzchak and Rivka, but we also learn a lot about marriage from the beginning of the parsha. And my question is, what was Avram crying about? If the Avram and Sarah didn't go on any dates, you know, he didn't have this romance, what was that loss? So the answer is obvious, and I think, you know, it doesn't really take any mefarshim really to say this, but a spousal relationship doesn't require explanation. When you live life with a companion, with a partner, there are no words to describe that relationship. And when the partner is no longer in the world there is a genuine loss. When the Torah describes the creation of Adam and Chava, it says that they are going to be a basar echad. Adam and Chava will fuse into one being, one basar. Rashi says that's a reference to a child, as a child is a fusion of the two parents. But the Ramban says no, a basar echad means that the man has decided to literally leave his parents, as the Torah describes, Al-Kenya, as of Ish, right? The man shall literally leave his house and go cling to another family member, a new family member. And the Ramban there beautifully describes that a man ultimately loves his wife more than his parents, and he always wants to be with her. You know, generally we don't hear that well enough about marriage. We hear about the romance. We might remember a few chick flicks from our youth or maybe our present time. That being said, we have to realize that marriage it can't be put into words. Avram was weeping over his lost buddy, his best friend, the one he would, you know, just be next to side by side. And an ideal marriage doesn't need to come with fanfare. Obviously, a good husband will buy flowers, take his wife on dates, and the good wife will, know exactly how to, you know, what to do to make her husband, you know, happy. But bottom line is, I don't think Avram was going to miss Starbucks and wasn't going to miss any surprise birthday parties. I think he was just going to miss his buddy Sarah. And it's important to not lose track of the fact that Hashem controls Shidduchim, and marriage is more about a relationship than romance. And we should all be zocha to find the right one. And if we are already married, just to never and ever take for granted our spouse and just being able to live life with a buddy, someone to talk to, someone to just not be lonely with, and to really try to be'ezras Hashem, raise a bias and emam be'Yisrael. Have a wonderful Shabbos. All the best.